Hi, this is Matt Welsh with Spiritual Media Blog, and today I'm here with Patrick Solomon, the filmmaker for Finding Joe. Patrick, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so just to get started, why don't you tell people what inspired you to make Finding Joe? Why did you make this movie?
God, you know what? That's a really good one. There's no real one catalyst, you know, that kind of set me off, but I've been thinking about making this movie for years, and I've been a huge Joseph Campbell fan, you know, since high school. And I think that to me, I was really interested in getting his work out to a larger audience. You know, anytime I tried to explain what I had been reading to any of my friends, I would always get, you know, people rolling their eyes and people going, well, what the hell are you talking about, man? And so, so one of the big goals was to kind of, translate that message to a large audience. And I kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And then at some point, you know, the idea just kind of took a hold of me and I couldn't resist it. You know, I had to just kind of go with the idea and it took hold of me. And all of a sudden I was making this movie.
Yeah, I could definitely see how that might happen. One thing I really liked about the film is it talks a lot about following your bliss and the hero's journey. And one aspect that you seem to emphasize was that when we are following our bliss, we face these dragons or challenges in our life that come up. Can you talk a little bit about that idea and maybe give a personal example of a dragon or challenge you faced in your journey?
I guess the general idea in Campbell terms, of course, is facing your dragons, facing your fears, facing challenges. But it's a metaphor, you know. So the idea is when you say dragon, you say ogre, you're talking about life's challenges. And then to take it one step further, really what you're facing is yourself. You know, you're facing your own fears. You're facing the fears that you've projected out there on the world. It's slightly complicated, which is why I had to make a film about it. I can't really talk about it. So, for my personal journey, of course, my God, there's a lot of challenges in making a movie. But there's a couple good ones here. Let me think about this for a second. I went down this road when I first started the movie, and I shot a bunch of things. I went to Bali, I went to Jerusalem, I shot just a ton of film and interviewed a bunch of people. And when I started to put that together, it wasn't working, you know. And so at some point I had to admit that this wasn't going to work and we got to take another path. But that to me was a dragon. Like, and that was months and months of work and thousands of dollars that I had to kind of let go and kind of come to grips with the truth that wasn't going to work. And that was a wrestling match. You know, that took months to even come to the point of saying, okay, man, this isn't going to work. You got to let that go. And I'm glad I did, because the movie would be quite different had I hung on to that.
Yeah, that's a great point. It really is interesting how we might set off with initial vision or passion, but we kind of have to be flexible to adapt that as certain opportunities or obstacles present themselves.
Yeah.
So what sort of reaction has the film received? Have there been, you know, it opens in theaters this weekend, but have any other people seen it or commented on it yet?
Yeah, we've had a few. It's funny, just this week, the reviews are starting to come out. They're all positive. I haven't had a negative review yet. But really what it's difficult as the filmmaker, you know. On the one hand, I feel like, and I'm obviously biased because I'm the filmmaker, I have this great, like, thing that I'm sharing with the world. But you know, because I'm the filmmaker, I'm obviously biased. So it's hard to talk about. But I think that the best reviews for me have been from people who have seen it and have been so inspired by it that they actually went out and did something. You know, there was a friend of mine who saw the film and had been thinking about doing some charity work, and she immediately joined a group that goes to Africa to help underprivileged children there get education. And there was another woman who just had been having a really difficult conversation she had to have with a loved one, and you know how difficult those can be. And she watched the film, and she went out and made that made that phone call, and it inspired her to action. So, to me, those have been the best reviews. You know, people have watched the film, got inspired, and did something.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you really can tell if it's a powerful film or piece of art if it sparks people to take action. So that's great. What sort of advice would you have for other filmmakers who want to make maybe a similar type of transformational or inspirational movie, but might find some difficulties along the way?
God, you know, I think that the best advice is just to kind of stick with what feels right and what feels good, you know, stick to your own personal intentions. Like if you are making a movie of any kind, you know, first of all, you should be really in line with that film's message and you know, what the movie is about. And I was a commercial director for years. I think I still am. I'm not sure yet. But when I made this, when I was doing commercials, I always said, man, guys that do long-form projects, they take years to do. You had better, if you're going to spend years of your life on something, it had better be, you know, a story that you are just dying to tell, that's just like bursting out of you, that can't be stopped. And I think that if you're making a film, you need to have that kind of passion, because you're going to come into 1 million obstacles a day, and if your passion level isn't up, then you're going to get crushed.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's really good advice. All right, so I know a lot of people probably want to watch the movie. What's the best way that we can watch the movie?
Let's see. Right now the film opens on the West Coast. It opens in L.A. on the 30th, so this Friday. And then it kind of rolls out after that throughout the West Coast City, San Diego, Portland, Seattle, etc., and rolls east from there. You can check the website, which is the best way to we keep adding cities. So we're really adding a lot of cities now. So just keep checking the website. It's findingjoethemovie.com. And it'll be posted. We'll be posting cities there, you know, posting new listings every week.
Oh, that's great. Well, Patrick, I really appreciate you being here with us today. And I just want to sort of give you the last word. Do you have any closing remarks or comments for our listeners?
God, man, the only thing I can say has been repeated so many times now, it's almost cliche, but, you know, the main thrust of the film is follow your bliss. And, you know, if you're not doing the thing that you love to do every day, if you don't get out of bed inspired and excited by what you do, then perhaps it's time to make change.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. Well, I would really encourage people to go out and see the movie. I was lucky enough to be able to watch it last night, and I really liked it. And I'm really, really grateful that you stuck with your vision and your passion and decided to make this movie. So thank you for that, and thank you for being here with us today.
And thanks for having me so much.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Cheers.